Chapter 3. Freedom. Gulliver learned the people's language as quickly as he could. Then he asked to see the Emperor. "Please set me free," he pleaded. The Emperor wasn't sure.
"You'll have to wait," he said. "You may still be dangerous."
And he sent his men to search Gulliver's pockets. They found his handkerchief, his snuff box, his notebook, his comb, his watch, and a bag of coins. The only dangerous thing they found was his gun. But they didn't know what it was. The Emperor wasn't satisfied. He sent a message to Gulliver.
"Do you have any weapons? Show us,"
he demanded.
"This is my sword, and this is my gun."
"Don't worry," Gulliver said. "You can have them." He handed his sword and gun to the guards, and the Emperor relaxed. But he still didn't set Gulliver free. Gulliver just had to wait. To pass the time, he learned more about the country, which was called Lilliput. It had some very strange customs. One was the game of leaping and creeping. Even important nobles played it. They had to leap over a stick or creep under one. The winners won prizes. To work for the Emperor, people had to do tricks. The top jobs went to the best acrobats.
"Up, up, and over!"
Gulliver thought this custom was very odd, but he didn't show it. If he was friendly, they might trust him and let him go. Every day, Gulliver begged to be allowed to leave the temple. Finally, the Emperor agreed.
"Let him go," he declared. "The giant may walk where he likes, but he must ask first, and he must stay on the main roads."
"I will," Gulliver promised. Free at last, Gulliver set off to explore the city. All the people stayed indoors to avoid his enormous feet.
"There he is.
He's huge."
Gulliver thought he'd visit the palace, but the gate was too small and the walls were too tall. So he cut down a tree from the palace garden and made two stools. With a stool on either side of the wall, he could step over into the palace courtyard. Inside, he was taken to meet the Empress and her children.
"Welcome," said the Empress.
She held out her hand for Gulliver to kiss. Gulliver explored the entire city before he returned to his temple that night. When he fell asleep, he had a smile on his face.